Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 5. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of four audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by civil rights movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We begin this mixtape journey with a poignant musical question by musicians Paul Geist, James Solomon, and Kevin Valentine. The tune, To You at 200.
To you, men of prominence, men of your time, who opened every avenue and every door you knew. Outside the closed part of your mind, why were there so few of you? To you, men of prominence, men of your time, who search to answer pressing questions without a parochial blessing, except the one you fail to answer time after time. Why were there so few of you?
Ancestors faced persecution. I don't know where they came from, but I'm sure they taught you why they came here to these shores. Did you forget what they came for? To you who championed the end of slavery and a verse that roamed free through fields of poetry, why are there so few? Why were there so few of you who knew? Should have been self-evident. Were you
true to the spirit of the open road or the nature of transcendent tranquility. You weren't really true to yourself when it came to folks like me. Why was your mind closed to folks like me? Prominence, men of your time, were open roads you traveled safe for me, or closed just like your mind. Many years have gone by, I wonder now just how your words apply. Have enough minds been open to change, or is what we're singing still?
Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass. Poets to come. Poets to come, orators, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you. A new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known, aroused for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. I but advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it. Expecting the main things from you.
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you are listening to the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 5. This series celebrates the 200th birthday of world-renowned 19th century poet Walt Whitman. We just heard Philly poet Veronica Bolin present Poets to Come from Walt Whitman's classic work, Leaves of Grass. And before that, we heard trumpeter Paul Geis and vocalist Kevin Valentine's powerful musical interrogation entitled To You at 200, created by the songwriting team of Paul Geis and James Solomon. The tune featured Geis on trumpet and synthesizer, Bernard Samuel piano, Jaco Magnelli bass, and Malik Henry on the drums. And now, we continue with some thoughts from behind the scenes.
I'm Judith Tannenbaum. I'm the artistic director of Whitman at 200. I wanted it to be something that was not just in one place. Because Whitman is so broad and his work spans so many ideas as well as the scale of it, it's large. He in fact says, if I am large, I contain multitudes. I wanted it to be public. I didn't want it to be one exhibition in a space. We wanted it to be some type of project that would reach a lot of people in their daily lives.
My name is Waverly Austin, singer, songwriter, composer, choir master. I worked on new songs of The Open Road for the Walt Whitman Project. I believe truth, there's a universality in truth, and truth transcends time, it transcends culture, and it transcends our way of thinking. And what I gathered from Walt Whitman's writings was that he was speaking from his own truth. And that truth transcended where he was at that particular time.
Hi, my name is James Solomon. I'm a songwriter, and I worked on the new songs for the Open Road Project, which is part of the celebration for Walt Whitman's 200th birthday. It was a valuable experience because I worked with different people who brought different talents and different ideas to the project, as well as I was able to engage in a community sing-along also, which was different in itself, because how many community sing-alongs do you see nowadays?
This is Satterlee Hospital song. I want to be Whitman, heart big enough to hold them all. But I can't. I'm too selfish, too distracted, sensitive, needy. I sit in the grass of Clark Park. This winter day, I loaf and invite my soul. Sparrows shrieking in the shrubs, families with kids on swings in the sun. This old man, eyes shut, 76ers hat over his ears. This one kid giggles, stumbles from his mother. I try to love him, as Whitman might have done, but really, it's more amusement, quiet tolerance at best. After all, it's not easy to love. People are curt, so angry these days. This kid's mother yanks him. What I feel for her couldn't be mistaken for love. But surely folks were always this way. Whitman's rough Victorians, falling dead of hangnails, of teething. I hold my gaze on the field before the Victorians, before the first of us, the dry dog bowl, a pond again, the streets, the houses engulfed by trees at the beginning of the universe as it waits to be born. Not so hard to imagine on the cold and dying grass. Out of a forest of darkness, a whirlpool, gas, wind blowing from the end of the earth, creatures twisting, expanding, shrinking, forking, breathing. When out of my feet, out of this pastoral spot in the wheeled universe. Mill Creek gushes across us. A city springs up, now canvas, now wood. A hospital, Satterlee General, a mandala, an asylum, behind a high fence. I watch from outside, the sick, the pestilential, bodies broken in Mr. Lincoln's war, dragged by horse and cart up Baltimore. Brothers and brothers' brothers of Bull Run, of Gettysburg, wounded by hundreds, by thousands, uncountable, the blessed ones, the mortal things, dragged to the little candle-lit city, city of the maimed, lame, blind. I enter in step with them, and the drums and bugles and dragging my feet, moaning with them into corridors and yards and wards of rows and rows and rooms of beds and halls of beds and beds on grass, under the oaks and bodies and everyday bodies asleep on the floor and dead on their feet, hark, a poor sod slugging whiskey, pinned by five daughters of charity, as a sawbone saws his arm with a saw. Hark, a sawbones injects a noseless man in the neck that makes him grin and curl into a ball. And although your dream was joyful, the space where your leg used to be still weeps and weeps. And when you wake, a myriad of doctors have gathered in the shadows of your room in their long, spattered cassocks, spinning and spinning like Sufis, and the dead, the gangrenous, the infected, untethered in the halls, faces mangled, faces deflowered, eyes missing, ears missing, jaws missing, souls whirling, driven in fury, pounded by storms, wind-blown, whirling in a vortex, the sufferers turning from this spot, this wheel turning toward us like mud in a drain, jeery, as folds in the cerebral cortex are called. Then the war ends, the land a meadow again, Mill Creek gushing. Whitman is old, Whitman dies. Then, while you're watching, blinking in stop motion, the city divvies itself into its myriad matchbox cubbyholes in cubbyholes in cubbyholes around the trolley lines. Now, February 2019, it is Clark Park. It is dusk. The flavor is pungent, a pong of weed or weed killer. The continuous cambering row houses, lights blinking in windows, as if the Satterlee General still stood. Hospitals of blessed sufferers. Oh, tiny neighborhood, city, melancholic to the core. Its patients drudging home from battles as if maimed, as if lame, as if blind. The queer Penn students, their eyes phone lit, dissolve into a grayish, watery haze, and the Hispanic day worker on the bus, black hair dust spangled, and the tin trumpet of his eyes. Trampled as if by a parade of neighbors, down corridors, yards, porches, decks, in their rooms, the poor, the angry, the armed, rage burning hotter than Whitman's love. So much like the ancestors, shot by fellow patriots, stabbed by sisters, by brothers, as if they had not read Whitman's words, Whitman's long conversations with God about America.
Am I the only one who knows?
Am I the only one who knows?
How dark, how lonely is this road?
How dark, how lonely is this road?
Pain and struggle down a ways a bit.
Pain and struggle down a ways a bit.
Water's rising down a ways a bit.
Water's rising down a ways a bit. Whoa!
the only one who knows.
My feet get tired down a ways a bit.
My feet get tired down a ways a bit.
My hands get numb down a ways a bit.
My hands get numb down a ways a bit.
Mom's still crying down a ways a bit.
Mom's still crying down a ways a bit.
Am I the only one who knows?
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 Good to have you back. I'm Homer Jackson, and this is the Whitman Sampler Mixtape, Volume 5. We just heard from the Whitman Walker Chorus singing Toby Vint Martin's Stepping on Fears and Tears, a song inspired by Walt Whitman's poetry. The song featured Toby Vint Martin as lead vocalist, along with Frank Coakley, Ava Louise, Stephanie Cole, Waverly Austin, and others. Previous to that was poet and editor John Wall Barger and his epic Whitman-inspired work about a historic Civil War-era hospital located in what is now a quiet West Philadelphia neighborhood. The poem is entitled Satterley Hospital Song. Coming up next, At 200, an instrumental interpretation of the Geis and Solomon tune performed and arranged by Bernard Samuel.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just enjoyed pianist Bernard Samuel's instrumental version of the Paul Geiss and James Solomon tune, At 200. Samuel is joined by Jocko McNelly on the bass and Malik Henry on drums. And now we have sadly come to the end of this mixtape. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, Artistic Commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including Artistic Director Judith Tannenbaum, Project Director Lynn Farrington, and Project Manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's P-H-I-L-A jazzproject.org.